in the limelight.
In a pronouncement which stunned experts on Monday, 7th of March, Florida's controversial Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lodapo said the state would be the first to recommend against COVID-19 vaccination for healthy children. We now present you an article written by Jessica Glenzer. The piece is titled Florida Vaccine Plan for Children Denounced as Irresponsible and Reckless. Health experts have widely denounced Florida's decision to recommend against COVID-19 vaccinations for children, describing it as irresponsible, reckless, and dangerous. In a pronouncement which stunned experts on Monday, 7th of March, Florida's controversial Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Lodapo, said the state would be the first to recommend against COVID-19 vaccination for healthy children. The move followed two recent COVID-19 surges in which pediatric hospitalization was believed to be higher because of low vaccination rates among children. Saad Omer, director of the Yale Institute of Global Health and professor of medicine in infectious diseases, said, "It's very generous to call it a recommendation because recommendations come with supporting evidence and transparency." Saad Omer said, "Trying to interpret that is trying to create a GPS map from a dream. You don't know where it's coming from. What is the scientific rationale, if any?" He said the announcement is irresponsible, it is inappropriate, and it is dangerous. Dr. Joseph Lodapo made the announcement on Monday, 7th of March, at the end of a roundtable discussion hosted by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, saying, "The Florida Department of Health is going to be the first state to officially recommend against the COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children." The state has not yet released a formal policy to describe exactly who would be included in the designation healthy children. The move goes against accepted advice from federal health authorities and a large majority of independent experts who recommend vaccines as a powerful tool to protect children from the worst outcomes of COVID-19. The roundtable came as COVID-19 cases driven by the Omicron variant fall and federal health authorities seek to wind down pandemic prevention measures such as masking and social distancing. Dr. Kosar Talat, a professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said, "Although children face much lower risk from COVID-19 than older adults, there is a small minority who don't do well with the infection, and recent CDC data showed vaccines prevent half of urgent care and hospital visits." Dr. Kosar Talat added, "Our kids have lost a lot during the pandemic, and vaccines are one thing we can do to help give them a sense of normalcy." The Delta and Omicron COVID waves brought record high levels of pediatric hospitalizations. These variants were not believed to be more dangerous to children. Instead, experts believe more children were hospitalized because they have low vaccination rates relative to the rest of the US population. Noel Brewer, a behavioral scientist and professor at University of North Carolina, Giling's School of Public Health, said, "COVID-19 is in the top 10 causes of death for every age group. That's why we're recommending the vaccines for everyone aged 5 and older." Noel Brewer, who is also a member of the Lancet Commission on Vaccine Refusal, Acceptance and Demand in the U.S., said, "No one needs these folks in Florida establishing policies around vaccines. They simply lack the expertise to do this well." Noel Brewer said, "People deliberately sowing doubt about COVID-19 vaccines undermines confidence and uptake in the vaccine. He added, one of the clear effects of anti-vaccine propaganda is its harm to the public. This announcement by the state of Florida is not helping anything. It will not save lives. In fact, it will cause more people to die. Nationally, just 26% of children aged between 5 and 11 and 57% of adolescents aged between 12 and 17 are fully vaccinated. Comparatively, 65% of the US population is vaccinated. In Florida, 66% of people are vaccinated, though coverage varies widely throughout the state. The FDA authorized vaccines for adolescents in spring of 2021 and for young children in the fall of 2021. In January, the FDA also authorized a booster dose for adolescents aged 12 to 15. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has also recommended vaccines for these age groups as independent expert advisory panels to both the FDA and the CDC. Children younger than 5 are not eligible for a vaccine. Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine, said, this has been looked at independently by 4 groups of experts and for a very good reason. Because during this Delta and Omicron wave, we've seen unprecedented numbers of pediatric hospitalization. Dr. Peter Hotez is also developing a low-cost COVID vaccine. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has attacked COVID-19 prevention measures throughout the 2 years of the pandemic. At the same time, regular Floridans have suffered greatly. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, more than 71,000 people have died in the state of Florida, or 332 people for every 100,000 residents, far above the national average of 287 deaths per 100,000 of the population. By another metric, Florida would have the worst death rate in the world if it were a country. Dr. Peter Hotez said many experts believe another wave of COVID, perhaps caused by a new variant, could hit the South and Florida this summer, just like it did in 2020 and 2021. Dr. Kosar Talat said COVID-19 is a highly preventable death at this point. Dr. Talat added, although nobody should be dying of COVID, especially over the last year, and yet we're almost at 1 million deaths in the United States. As Omicron variant is receding in the US and states and cities are lifting remaining restrictions, public health experts are urging leaders to use the lull to prepare for future outbreaks. The Federal Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recently announced new guidelines for judging community risk, shifting focus from cases to hospitalizations. Most states and most cities have already dropped mask mandates and vaccination requirements or announced plans to end them. Others did so after a change in guidance. With only 65% of the population fully vaccinated, the United States was buffeted by Omicron. It is now seeing an average of 54,000 cases and 1,300 deaths each day. Experts say the U.S. should continue investing in wearing face masks, tests, ventilation, vaccination campaigns, wastewater monitoring, and other measures to prevent and respond to the next surge. And when the next wave begins rising, communities should pay careful attention to changing levels of risk. Jason Salemi, an associate professor of epidemiology at the University of South Florida College of Public Health, said, we need to expect the unexpected with COVID-19. The United States had limited national precautions throughout the pandemic, with mask mandates for federal buildings and transportation corridors and some restrictions on international travel. Pandemic response has largely fallen instead to states, cities and counties, producing a patchwork set of rules. Cities like New York City, Chicago and Washington are lifting indoor mask mandates and proof of vaccination requirements. The city of Los Angeles, the most populous county in the U.S., lifted its indoor mask mandate at the end of February for those who can show proof of vaccination or a negative test. Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans also lifted indoor mask mandates. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Rhode Island recently lifted or announced plans to lift indoor or school mask mandates. On 26th of March, Hawaii will end requirements for travelers to show proof of vaccination or negative tests or to quarantine. The CDC said business may still require masks and proof of vaccination, and individuals should mask if they are high risk or in hospitals or nursing homes. Those who test positive should continue masking regardless of community levels. The CDC is still reviewing federal mask mandates, including on transportation. The guidelines are intended to show when face masks are necessary again, offering a data-driven approach to preventing health systems from being overwhelmed. The CDC's Director General, Rochelle Walensky, said on a call with reporters, "We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when our levels are low and then have the ability to reach for them again if things get worse in the future." But there was political pressure to lift pandemic rules, particularly among Democrats looking to the next election, and some public health experts have worried the new guidance doesn't focus enough on preventing new infections.